Hello and welcome to Rupali Shukla's podcast. If you are coming here for the first time, let me tell you, this podcast is all about motivation, productivity and emotional well-being. So today what I am going to share with you are the 7 simple ways to feel happier. Yes, you are listening to the ways which are going to make you feel happy in the next 5 minutes. So without wasting much of your time, let's get started with what are the steps which will help you to become more of a happy person. If you are feeling sad right now, this step which you have taken to listen to this podcast, I can assure you, if you follow one or two steps from the ones which I'm going to talk about, you will definitely going to feel better, energetic and more excited about the life. So first thing is, do something. What does it mean, do something? Doing something could be anything, whatever, like cleaning the clutter out of your room or sending an email to your friend or completing a written work or completing an assignment or any task which has been given to you. No matter how small that stuff is, if you are doing something, your brain will be busy with other stuff and it won't be in a situation where you feel that you are sad. So first thing is, do something. Now the second step is, or the second way to feel happy is, be a good listener. What does it mean, be a good listener? How it is going to help you to become a more of a happy person? This is a fact. When you listen to some good conversation, whether a friend is talking or your parents are saying something to you, you have to be a good listener first of all. If you are engaging your brain in an activity where it is consuming some kind of knowledge or some kind of information or some kind of wisdom, it is going to be more happy than it was before. Just for example, you are listening to this podcast and if in case you were not feeling so happy, so while listening to this podcast, your brain is engaged in an activity which is going to help you to become more happy person. So right now all of your sad things have been gone for a while. So be a good listener. This is the second way of feeling happy. Third way, this is very, very, very important. Stop comparing yourself. This is the primary reason why most of the people are sad on this planet. They do compare themselves with others. Whatever skills you are looking for, if somebody else is having, they just start comparing their life with someone else. It's just like you just started playing a game and you are on level 1 or 2 and the other person is on level 20 or 22. So if you compare your first level with somebody's 10th or 20th level, you will feel definitely sad and depressed. So this is something which you have to avoid in your life. Stop comparing your life with others. You are the hero of your own life and you have the stuff to do. Be the best version of yourself. Whatever you were yesterday, you have to be 0.1% improved today. That's it. That's the main objective of this life. It's the main mission of the life. You should be improving every single day, but not by comparing with others. Compare your yesterday with your today's. That's it. So stop comparing yourself to feel happier. The fourth step is important and it's going to help you. You can try it just now. You are listening to me and just smile. You know what? Smiling is something which is going to help you all over your life. For lifetime, This is a best habit. If you have this habit in you, your life will be 70% more happy, more easy. What you have to do is, after a stressful activity, whatever activity which you was performing, if that was very stressful, smiling will help you to decrease the heart rate. For example, you are asked to give a presentation in front of 50 to 60 students or 50-60 people, and this is something which was very stressful for you. So after giving that presentation, or while giving that presentation, you can smile. Smiling will not cost you much. It will just help you. It will help you to become more of a happy person. And you will feel very happy from inside, from within. You don't have to force the smile. Even the faking the smile will work. But I want you to be natural. To feel happy from within, to feel happy from inside. Even the scientist says that faking the smile also works the same way. Maybe more or less, but it works. It helps you to become more happy in your life. So now coming to the fifth step, the fifth way, which is very important. Think positive. What does it mean to think positive? You know, whatever you are doing in your life, you may be in different field, you might have a different situation in your life, you might have different problems in your life, but if your approach is positive, things will be more easy for you. Things will be very calm for you. You will be at peace when you take things in a positive way. Everyone is having something bad in them. Everyone is facing something difficult or unusual in their life. If you think you are the only one who is having some kind of trouble, some kind of challenges, then you are wrong. There are hurdles in everyone's life, and they are the one who take things in a positive way. They try to find solution to their problems instead of winning about the problems. Like they don't complain, they don't cry about little stuff. You don't have to sweat on little stuff. There are bigger things to do in life. So if you just waste your time, waste your energy on smaller stuff, then this is going to make you a sad person. So in order to be happy, think positive. Like whatever the bad situation is, I'm going to face it, and I'm the one who is going to take the responsibility, and I will get out of it very soon. And I'm grateful that I am here. I have this opportunity at least. So think like this and you will feel much happy. So sixth way, what is the sixth way? The sixth is write it down. What does it mean to write it down? Write it down means you can write three positive things about yourself, three things for which you are grateful, or three things which are good in you. So when you write three positive things, and you have to do it, you don't have to think about it, you have to take pen and paper. I don't want you to use any kind of digital things like your laptop, your computer or your mobile phone. No, I want you to take a paper which sounds like this, and a pen. Use the paper and pen to write things. So when you write those three positive things and you read them every day, you will feel very happy. You will feel very joyful when you go to do those things, that you have these three positive qualities in you, and you won't be stuck in a sad situation. Now comes the seventh and the final step. Give yourself a boost. How you can give yourself a boost? So here I am talking about the right quality of food and right quantity of food. If you are living your life on burger, pizza and all the stuff which is not helping, which is not adding any value, any nutrition to you, you have to go take some kind of fruits, veggies, protein, You know why this is very important? Because when your body feels good, your brain will follow. So you have to give yourself a boost. Some people just exercise after the food, after taking food. So this is also a good way to do this, because exercising helps you to feel more happy. You become more energetic. Yes, this might sound contradicting that we need energy to perform exercise, but after exercising, your body will, its stamina will increase, its energy will increase gradually. So hope you like this podcast, and if you follow these 7 steps in your life, so I would be pointing all the ones which I have just talked about. The first one was do something. You have to do something first of all. Second is be a good listener. Listen to people, it is listen to podcasts, listen to your parents. Third one is stop comparing yourself. This is very important and crucial step. Fourth one is smile. Don't forget to smile every single day or after performing a stressful activity. Fifth is think positive. No matter how bad things may seem, you have to be a positive person. Sixth is write it down. You have to write 3 positive things about yourself, or 3 positive qualities about yourself, or the 3 things you are grateful for. Seventh is give yourself a boost. How you can give yourself a boost? By taking the right quality of the food and doing exercise. Hope you like this podcast, and thank you for being here. See you.